the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Well, it's Christmas.
1 week until Christmas.
Again.
Which means that tomorrow will be the busiest shopping day of the year. You know, every year, media outlets talk about Black Friday, the biggest shopping day of the year. That's always been a lie. The biggest shopping day of the year is always the Saturday before Christmas. And you know why? One word answer. Men. Men were not shopping for Christmas in August and September and October. They were just realizing after the Christmas party where they got drunk this week, oh, I better start thinking about buying some stuff. And so tomorrow, there will be about 4 parking spaces available in most mall parking lots.
It's the last day that they're not working that doesn't have football on.
Correct.
So it's perfect.
Exactly. They will all be out tomorrow. It'll be boys and boys and boys shopping for girls and girls and girls, and probably some boys as well tomorrow. Today is the last show I'm going to be doing this year, which means it's your last chance to play the Harris Challenge. And our phone lines are open now, 314-969-KTRS and 1-888-550-KTRS. If you don't know the Harris Challenge, it's a little topical trivia quiz we do every week. And there are 5 questions in each category. You can choose which category you like, and then you got to answer the questions. You get a 1-point question, a 2, a 3, a 4, or 5, so there's a total of 15 points. In order to win, you got to get at least half of those points. And if you do, we give you a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
All right, Paul, we have 1 lightsaber from the... No, we don't. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. We have...
Wow. Right there, half of America went, what?
I know. We have 12 donuts.
Free. Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have 2 locations in Florissant and in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also, from Peroni's Pizza and Restaurants, we have a gift card for you. They have 2 locations, 1 in Florissant and their new location in O'Fallon at M&P. Also, from Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
We have movie passes, and I'll let you know what those are if you win and you choose a movie. Or from Family Nuts. I can't find my glasses. Hold on. The font is a little smaller on the Family Nuts thing.
Okay. Get out the magnifying glass.
All right. Family Nuts, locally owned family candy store and ice cream store right here in Westport Plaza. And you could win a half pound of chocolates or a hand-dipped ice cream from Family Nuts.
Now, those are the prizes you get to choose from if you win. But if you do get all 15 points right, we give you a bonus prize.
Right, Paul. If you get all, we get you a Jimmy's gift certificate. Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMunn in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. Check jimmyscafe.com.
All right, that's the prizes, and here's the contestant, number 1. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
We appreciate that. Welcome to the show. As a contestant on the Harris Challenge, you get that unique broadcast opportunity that so many have taken advantage of over the years. You can suck up to the boss. You can shout out to a friend. You can use it for a commercial endorsement you prearranged in what we call the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. It's all yours.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and... Happy Festivus for the rest of us. How's that?
That's good. I like that.
All right,
let's turn on the semi-random category computer, which has the questions and categories inside, and you tell us which one you'd like. Number 1 is always our most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Category 2, sports teams that left St. Louis that are not named the Rams. And category 3, they died this year.
Sports teams that have left St. Louis but are not the Rams.
Okay. You're going to put 60 seconds on the clock? Steve, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was the owner of the NFL's St. Louis Cardinals when they moved to Arizona in 1987?
Bill Bidwell.
Correct. Which current American League baseball team was once known as the St. Louis Browns?
Yeah.
Which current NBA team won its only NBA championship as a St. Louis franchise?
Hawks.
Correct. What sport was played professionally in St. Louis by teams named the Stars, Steamers, and Ambush?
Indoor soccer.
Well, just like soccer, yeah. St. Louis had a team in the American Basketball Association from 1974 to 1976. What was its name?
Yeah.
Back to the two-pointer. Which current American League baseball team was once known as the St. Louis Browns?
Angels.
Baltimore Orioles. What was the name of the ABA team here in St. Louis? Bob Costas was their play-by-play guy.
The Spirit.
That's right. Actually, the Spirits, plural.
Spirits.
The Spirits of St. Louis.
Yeah.
And by the way, the owners of that team had the greatest deal in the history of sports.
Really?
Because when their team was not taken into the NBA, like a lot of the other teams were from the ABA, 76 was the last year of the American Basketball Association and the red, white, and blue basketball.
Yeah, those balls.
Yeah. The owners of the Spirit made a deal with the NBA that as a penalty for not adopting them as one of their teams, they would get a full team's share of television revenues in perpetuity. Now, in 1976, the NBA did not have a big contract with ABC, NBC, or CBS, which were the big networks at the time. There was no ESPN yet. So, at that time, what was 1/27th of NBA television revenues wasn't that much. But now, it's worth tens of millions of dollars every year, and they get it forever. In perpetuity.
Nice.
That's a heck of a deal right there. Steve, let's see how you did. You got one for Bill Bidwill, three for the Hawks, and four for soccer. That's 8 points, and you're right at the winning threshold. Nicely done.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Have a Merry Christmas. Thank you. Let's go to our second contestant now. Hi, Sheila.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your 5 seconds.
Just want to say happy holidays. Whatever you celebrate this season, I hope you have a merry one.
Okay. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? They died this year, or Star Wars characters not named Chewbacca?
They died this year.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Sheila. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was best known for playing a character who said, live long and prosper?
Oh, yeah.
Which WWE wrestler, known by the nickname Rowdy, died this year at age 61?
Oh, Hulk Hogan?
Roddy Piper.
Oh.
Which writer, director, producer created the Scream and Nightmare on Elm Street franchises?
Can you repeat that one?
Which writer, director, producer created the Scream and Nightmare on Elm Street franchises? Stop the music for just a second. Huh? Have we created a domestic argument here, Sheila?
Not at all. I ran into a friend I haven't seen in 2 years.
Is he helping you with the challenge or just interrupting?
Sheila
has opted to skip out of the challenge right in the middle there.
That was a first.
Okay. Fine.
Have you ever had that?
I don't think we've ever had somebody
mid-category
feel that the friend that they had run into, maybe, you know what? Maybe she actually ran into him. She didn't want it to be a hit and run, so she's doing the responsible citizen thing. That's going to be my answer for now. Okay, you know what? Since she didn't get the whole category, I'm going to keep the category alive, even with the bonus 2 points of knowing that Roddy Piper is one of the answers, okay? All right? So let's go to our next contestant. Hello, Mark.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. 5 second cheap plug opportunity.
May the force be with you all.
Okay. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? They died this year, or Star Wars characters not named Chewbacca?
Let's go with they died this year.
Okay. Which seemed to be the easiest category since you've heard three of the questions already, but let's see how you can do. Okay, well, hold on a second. Let's reset the clock.
Yeah.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. What rhymes with Schmennard Schmemoy?
Leonard Nimoy.
Correct. Which WWE wrestler? Rowdy Roddy Piper. You got it. Correct. Nicely done. But which writer, director, producer created the Scream and Nightmare on Elm Street franchises?
Wes Craven.
Correct. Which Monday Night Football broadcaster, ex-NFL star, and husband of a morning TV hostess died this year at 84?
Frank Gifford.
Correct. Which star of Lawrence of Arabia and Funny Girl, an internationally known bridge expert, died this year at 83?
My mother's
going to
kill me.
I bet Sheila would have known this one.
Yeah, unfortunately. It's the gentleman that was of Arabian descent. I can't really think of this guy's name.
Well, Peter O'Toole played Lawrence.
Yep, and I can't think of the other gentleman.
His name was Omar Sharif. But that's okay, Mark. You still picked up 10 points.
Yeah, I should have known that. Dang it. Sorry.
That's all right. Congratulations. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and I will welcome contestant number 3. Hello, Todd.
Hello, Paul. I am AM in the PM.
Hallelujah. We appreciate that very much. You want to plug anything?
Yeah. I say hello to the girls at home. Hello, Melinda. Hello, Renee. Hello, Shin. And I'm really hoping to win some of those old town donuts that are as big as your head.
Yeah.
I got a daughter who's rooting that at me right now.
And this would make up for it?
Well, I don't think so.
I think it would, too.
I dropped her off this morning at the nurse's office after math club. She wanted to go to math club, but she didn't want to go to school today. She was scanning her forehead over and over looking for the magic 100 number.
Oh.
She never got it.
Uh-huh.
So at the math club this morning, we had dropped by the nurse's office. She thought I was going to go to the car and come back and take her home, and I thought I was leaving. Well, I got a call at 4 o'clock today. Apparently, she was in there a long time.
Oh, she's really sick?
No.
Oh.
She just wanted to go home.
Oh, I see. And they made her stick around. I got it.
Yep.
All right, which category would you like here, Todd? Have you been paying attention? Star Wars characters not named Chewbacca, or our new third category, Sports Year 2015?
Oh, those are a lot of good ones. I'll go with heavy paying attention.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In a speech this week, who accused Turkey of licking America's privates? Vladimir Putin, Hassan Rouhani, or Donald Trump?
Boy, yeah. Who accused of doing that? I mean, what country?
Who accused Turkey of licking America's privates?
That's going to be Putin, I guess.
It is. Which NBA star, while chasing a ball out of bounds, crashed into the wife of PGA champion...
LeBron James.
Correct. Which infamous pharmaceutical CEO, known for hiking prices sky high on his drugs, was arrested this week on securities fraud charges?
That 32-year-old guy.
Yeah, I need his name.
Okay, we'll pass.
Which of these was not selected for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this week? Deep Purple, Yes, or NWA?
NWA.
Yes. The answer is yes. On whose TV show, Running Wild, did President Obama appear last night to eat salmon and discuss people drinking their own urine?
Man, this is the wrong category to take.
Only if you don't know the answer is Bear. Yes. Bear Grylls is the name. And Martin Shkreli is the guy.
Yeah,
the CEO of the pharmaceutical company. By the way, kicked out of that company today after he was taken in for securities fraud charges. So let's see how you did here, Todd. You got Putin for one, LeBron James for two, and unfortunately that's only 3 points. And so that means I have to punish you. But at least it's going to be something that is punishment of the season.
Bring it on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the vocal stylings of Asian songstress Wing.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go, climbing on our way. Bells and buckle ring, making spirits fine. What fun it's all right, sing as it's all
right. What were those lyrics?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Okay, you know what? I don't read Chinese characters either, so it's all right. Todd, have a great Christmas. Thanks for playing.
Thank you. Is that on an album?
Yeah. It's called Wings Christmas.
Wow. Okay.
One of the weird things I have in my home collection.
It's nice.
Robert is our fourth contestant. Hi, Robert. How are you?
How are you doing, Paul?
Good.
And normally I would say AM and the PM, but tonight I'm 100% for the 20% guy who's giving 100% of the effort.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Robert. We have two categories left. Star Wars characters not named Chewbacca or Sports Year 2015.
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I'll go Star Wars not named Chewbacca.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In the original Star Wars movie, what character was played by Alec Guinness?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Correct. In which movie did the Ewoks first appear?
Ewoks.
You can pass if you want.
I'm going to say the first movie.
No, it was Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
Who provided the voice of Darth Vader?
Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones is right. Who are the droids played by Anthony Daniels and Kenny Baker in Revenge of the Sith?
I think it's the same. 3CPO and R2-D2.
You're correct. Who played Queen Amidala in The Phantom Menace?
Natalie Portman.
That is correct. You got them all but the two-pointer, Robert, for 13 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Oh, and Dan, you're not the world's worst radio producer.
Oh, thanks, Robert.
Thank you, Robert. We appreciate that. Have a very Merry Christmas, and thanks for calling. Here's our final contestant today. Hi, George.
Hey, how are you, Bob?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I just want to say I had a good time with my boss and at happy hour, and it's all good. And if you guys want to hear a good band, go check out the Southside Johnny Band.
I've never heard of them. Do they play around here? Have you ever heard of them, Dan?
I'm trying to think. I have heard of them.
Of course, that's Dan's band.
George.
We're kidding around. And by the way, is the Southside Johnny Band doing a gig this weekend?
New Year's Eve they're playing.
We are not. New Year's Eve. That's right. Playing New Year's Eve at the Firehouse Bar and Grill on Lehigh Ferry.
Okay.
So come on out. Packages available. Dinner packages.
Is George in the band?
No, not that I know of, but... Maybe
he could be your publicist.
Yeah.
All right, George. What category left? It's called Sports Year 2015. You ready?
Nah, I guess.
This
looks like music 2015, but go ahead.
Well, you've been on hold this entire time, and you heard what the categories were, and you chose to stay and play.
Well, you know what? It's all good. If I get it wrong, if I get zero, oh well.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who won the World Series this year, and who lost?
Oh, geez.
You can pass if you want.
Holy cow! Hold on a second. I gotta go back to my books and get up here. Oh, Harry here. Oh, jeez. I don't know. Really, I don't.
Okay, go to the two-pointer. Who won the Super Bowl this year and who lost?
Oh, jeez. I don't know that one either.
Who won the Stanley Cup this year and who lost?
It's all zeros here, man. I'm telling you.
How about this one? Which two-time Olympic gold medalist and World Cup champion retired this week as the greatest goal scorer in international soccer history?
Yeah, there's a lot of people going, hey, what's this guy up with? He doesn't even know anything about sports.
How about this? Let's go to college. Who won the 2015 College Football Playoff National Championship?
That would be Dan Strauss and the Southside Johnny Band.
No, that would be the Ohio State Buckeyes. The soccer player is Abby Wambach. The hockey is the Blackhawks, who beat the Lightning. The Patriots beat the Seahawks in the Super Bowl. And across the state, the Kansas City Royals beat the New York Mets.
Well, I knew it all, but I was just, messed up. I didn't want to, do a clean sweep.
Well,
here,
I understand. You don't want to show off. I got it, George. But
hey, Paul. Well, hey, man. Thanks. I love when you're for Frank. If Frank goes off the air, if Ian doesn't get the job, you're second best.
Well, thank you, George. Now, before you go, be a man and take your punishment because we have another selection from Asian songstress Wing.
Here, I'll sing it for you.
Let her do it.
You better watch out. You better not fly. You better not fall. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
All right, George, I hope Santa's good to you. Thank you very much for playing.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Thank you, to you too. That's our Harris Challenge, our final one of 2015. I'll be off on Christmas Day and New Year's Day, so we will return with the Harris Challenge 3 weeks from today on most of these KTRS stations and worldwide via the free KTRS app. And if you want to get previous episodes and check up on trivia from earlier in the year, you can find all the Harris Challenges on my website, harrisonline.com.